1340 96.5 KVGC. Good morning, everyone. Time now for a look at the news for Monday, May 15th, 2017. In the news for this morning, Assemblymember Frank Bigelow has introduced legislation that would require $8.3 million in settlement monies from the Butte Fire to be directed to the counties of Amador and Calaveras, allowing them to rebuild and treat tree mortality. This bill would appropriate monies resulting from the collection of fees levied on or settlement with Pacific Gas and Electric Company by the Public Utility Commission for the Butte Fire. The money would be dealt out in proportion of the acreage burnt by the fire in each county. Bigelow's bill would require the money to be earmarked for use as matching funds by the county for recovery projects funded by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Office of Emergency Services. Also for use as disaster recovery, maintenance, public health and safety, and community support of resources in areas or neighborhoods impacted by the fire. And finally, for fire prevention work, including the removal of trees destroyed by the western bark beetle on public and private properties. According to Bigelow, this $8.3 million must go to the counties devastated by this disaster and not into the dark hole that's the state's general fund, and the Assemblyman urged speedy passage of this bill to ensure recovery of areas devastated by the 2015 Butte Fire.
Well, a Jenny Lind man who allegedly killed another man in a fight over an air pistol has pleaded guilty. According to reports, Jason McVeigh pleaded guilty to charges of involuntary manslaughter and being a felon in possession of a firearm. He'll now serve 3 years, 8 months in state prison and pay fines and restitution. McVeigh shot and killed Jeremiah James in December of last year. Now, according to testimony, James allegedly broke into McVeigh's mobile home after accusing him of stealing an air gun. At some point, McVeigh shot James in the abdomen. James was taken to a local fire station by a witness, later died from his injury.
And a motorcycle accident late Saturday afternoon sent the rider to the hospital with undisclosed injuries. According to reports from first responders, the incident took place just after 5 p.m. on Highway 88 near the intersection with Broadway and Jackson. The motorcycle was traveling eastbound when the driver lost control, went off the west side of the highway. Traffic was slowed for a time while crews attended to the rider and cleared the scene. Further details are expected to be released today.
Well, thousands of feet of aging water distribution pipeline will be replaced this summer. As part of a construction project, the Calaveras County Water District is launching in Rancho Calaveras. Now, all construction work is being performed in-house by CCWD construction and distribution crews. The first phase is on Harper Street, where crews have already started working. Now, to allow for the new section of pipeline to be brought online, there will be a planned water outage today from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., impacting only about 8 customers on Harper Street. Now, in the months to come, crews will work on Hotley Lane, Jenny Lind Vista, Orms Court, Sparrock Road, and Watts Drive. Customers will be kept informed of the construction schedule through the district's website, ccwd.org. Notices will also be placed at properties that will be impacted by the outages.
And here's another opportunity for people who want to keep kids safe. Become a certified car seat technician. Amador County Public Health is holding child passenger safety tech training starting tomorrow and running through Friday. This class can be helpful for child care providers, first responders, law enforcement, and more. Remember, there are new child passenger safety laws that are complex and very different from previous laws. For more information, call 223-6407 to register.
And Calaveras Unified School District wants to remind parents kindergarten and transitional kindergarten registration happening now. Now, if your child was born between September 2nd and December 2nd of 2012, they're eligible for transitional kindergarten. Now, if they're 5 years old by September 2nd this year, they're eligible for regular kindergarten. You can call your local elementary school for more information.
And you still have time to sign up to turn your trash into someone else's treasure. Sutter Creek's largest street fair, the 15th annual Trash to Treasure event, set for Saturday, May 27th, from 8 to 3. Vendors from all over will be selling new and old stuff for you. For more information, visit suttercreek.org for an application. You like that?
I do.
Stuff.
For good you. Stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning. Today is the 15th day of May of 2017. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.